Thank you. This is the Pacifica National Board meeting, special meeting of February 11th, 2013, convening at 5:36 p.m. Pacific, 8:36 p.m. Eastern. Summer Reeves Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, Afia Montalvo, Secretary. This is, in all likelihood, our last meeting of the old board, and the next meeting will be our in-person meeting in New York with the new board. So thank you to everyone who has served this year on this board and in previous years, and for those of you who have two whole terms on your local board and, you know, several years on national, thank you for all of your service.
Hi, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex. So anyway, just thank you, everyone. It's a lot of hard work, and I think everyone puts their hearts into it, even if we disagree on various things, and it's difficult, but thank you, everyone, for your hard work. So Madam Secretary, would you like to call the roll?
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Ivan Alpenay.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Nia Piacco.
Present.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Colin Burden.
Here.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Revlon Gold. Can't hear you, Revlon. Heather Gray.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Allie Lexus. Can't hear you, Allie.
This is Allie. I'm here.
Thank you. Eve Pia, one guy's present. Laura Priebus. Can't hear you, Laura. Summer Reese.
Present.
Pardon?
Marcel Reed here.
Thank you. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Dan Siegel.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. John Gary.
Present.
Andy Gold. We have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so tonight's meeting, we weren't scheduled for a meeting between the last telephone conference and the in-person meeting scheduled for February 22nd through the 26th in New York City at the Beekman Hotel, for the benefit of those on the stream. But at the coordinating committee last week, the issue was raised regarding the search committee and whether or not it needed to fly members to the meeting, and so a special meeting was calendared for this evening. Bill, did you send out, I apologize, I didn't see an agenda just for this amended?
It should have come with the automatic meeting notice this morning, and I sent it out, I forget, Saturday or Sunday. I'll look it up. I'll send it to you again.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is Marcel. I'd like to amend the agenda.
Okay.
And this is Lydia.
I'm pulling it up. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Sorry. All right. Okay, so approval of open session minutes and search committee. Right. Okay, well, that goes with my recollection overall. Okay, and that isn't exactly what we discussed in coordinating committee. I remember specifically it was the issue of flying people and spending money. But go ahead, Marcel.
Okay, I'd like to amend the agenda for an update on our corporate status.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll send something around while we're on this call. That's fine. I don't object to that.
And one other thing, I would like to amend to have a question about our D&O insurance.
Certainly. I can answer those two questions quickly, but I'm going to send you this something in writing while Lydia, go ahead. What would you wish to address on the agenda?
Well, yes, as we discussed extensively on the search committee, on the coordinating committee, the agenda for the in-person meeting, you were going to send around a draft for us to address several issues having to do with, I know part of what Kraft determines the time allotment is the EDCFO search report, but over and above that, there were when to have the process section, the orientation, all of those things. We were going to decide that tonight, which you applauded at the time. So I ask that we
Okay, you can make that amendment, but I differ on that because I was on the coordinating committee call. And not to put a fine point on it, but Bill and I have hacked out at least the last three in-person agendas without anybody. I personally spent 12 hours putting together a four-person agenda. We covered almost all that in terms of the placement of the agenda items from Friday through Saturday through Sunday in terms of the flow for open and closed sessions, for addressing training. We did pencil all of that in on the coordinating committee call. I mean, we took 2 hours doing that. The only thing that wasn't penciled in was whether or not the search committee was going to have any candidates and need to engage in an interview process, in which case how much time would be allotted. It would obviously be executive session time, and how much roughly would need to be allocated in the board to vote on it. So I would personally, as someone who is putting in, I would object to rehashing the exact same territory again that we did, in fact, spend significant time on in the coordinating committee, which is what we've done in previous meetings. We spend time in the coordinating committee, and then, frankly, Bill and I punch it together so that it's a functional agenda if there's a specific issue. But, I mean, we spent significant time on that. So I personally would object to that. But you're more than welcome to make that motion.
I am. I'm
Tracy for the stack.
Ken
for
the stack.
Are we moving on to this item? Is that it? Because I haven't motivated it.
No, go ahead. Motivate it. And someone second. First, someone second it for Lydia, please.
This is Nia. I'll second Marcel's and Lydia's, and I would like to make an amendment to the agenda myself while I'm at it.
Okay, I was willing to just accept Marcel's queries as reasonable queries and just answer them, so I'm going to go ahead and send something on to everyone while we're hashing
okay.
The rest of you.
Much time. Can we go to the next item?
One moment.
No disrespect, please.
Does anyone...
Revelyn is on the call.
Hi, Revelyn. Thank you. Does anyone object to my answering Marcel's questions regarding corporate status and D&O insurance? I mean, it's an open... Let me something around to everyone.
This is Ken. This is Ken to the stack on that.
Okay. So I won't just accept anything. We'll take them one at a time. Hold on, Lydia. Marcel, I'm sending something which should answer all of your questions regardless of how the next few minutes go, okay? So...
Thank you.
Yes, no problem. And everything's fine with insurance, okay? Okay, so I'm going to back up to Marcel's inquiry regarding any of these matters in open session, and we'll deal with that, and then Lydia, I'll come back to you, and then Nia, I'll come to you, okay? And I'll do it as quickly as we can. All right, so Marcel would like to have discussion of the corporate entity status in open session and D&O, but... Ken, you wish to be heard on that?
Yes, just that as long as it's not a violation of bylaws, restriction of public meetings, whatever stated.
Yeah, I think this stuff is all pretty okay. I mean, it's open. How do I put this? These things are public records. I'm not, the things which touch upon how things may have transpired over the course of years that may impact on people, that's just closed session. So what I think I'm going to do, Marcel, I'm going to send this around to everyone. I think some of it in terms of what has occurred along the way might not be good for open session. I don't know if we're having it closed or not, frankly. So I'm going to send this around. I'm going to send this around to everyone right now, okay? And I will answer your other question as well, if that's okay, Marcel, all right, when I send this. If we go to a closed session, I can discuss the entity status in more detail. So I don't know. Do you want to continue with it in open session, Marcel? I'm asking you. You have to, or do you want?
Well, I would like to go into closed session because there's specific questions I'd like answered.
Okay.
Okay, so
this is Ken to the sack on that.
I object. You object to close session. Okay. All right. So we're in open session.
I have a question. This is Revelyn. I have a question. You said thank you. You said you were sending something around.
Yes.
I'm not online right now. Could you just tell me what it is that you're sending around?
It basically says exactly what the steps were taken by the office when this matter came to our attention, which was significantly in advance of when it came to the attention of the board and has had several active steps on it. So it basically traces what occurred with dates and et cetera. So I think it'll answer everyone's questions and tells you where we're at right now. If we go into closed session, I'm happy to answer some additional questions, okay? So, if you want to go for open session, I'm happy to take a vote on it, okay? Actually, so, that's fine.
That's what I'm getting ready to do.
We're on the point of order. We're talking, Jen.
This is Nia.
This is Ken. It's back, please.
Okay. The motion that was passed in the coordinating committee, which I asked should I post, and I did, said that we go to executive session at 10:30. So I shouldn't even have to make a motion to follow the motion. But if that's what's necessary, that we go to executive session at 10:30, like we have been doing, and what the coordinating committee motion says. This time certain thing, the motion said nothing about a time certain. So I would like to strike time certain of 9:30. And put in to executive session at 10:30, according to the coordinating committee motion. Thank you.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Alex on the stack, please. Second.
Carolyn, Alex.
Carolyn. Thank you. I think I object to an executive session. I don't see a need for it, and I think we should go to a vote now. I'd like to move.
Are you calling the question?
I am. Thank you.
Which question? I still haven't motivated my item. Which question?
Nia's motion for a closed session at 10:30.
Oh, goodness. It's getting awfully messy. Okay, hold on. I don't know that Nia made a motion. Nia was really making a parliamentary point that the coordinating committee has scheduled both an open and a closed. This causes me to jump in, which is to point out that the only reason we scheduled a meeting tonight was to accommodate whatever is going on with the search committee, and whether or not that necessitates a closed session, I have no idea. So
yes, it does, Madam Chair. There's an item. Oh, my God.
Point of information is Nia making a motion or not? That's the point.
I move that we abide by the motion. That was what I said.
We
have moved
on
by the motion passed by the coordinating committee that we go to executive session at 10:30.
We vote on motions. We don't abide by them.
Whatever.
Okay.
Or you didn't violate them anyway. You're right.
Okay, folks, please, everyone, please remain civil. Okay. Nia did make a motion, which was to change the agenda as posted by Bill to reflect the coordinating committee motion, which has set an open and a closed time. All of those things are contingent upon the work. Could people please mute your phones? Pound one. There's a lot of static on the line. There's like a very, very open line right now. It's very hard to hear. If everyone could please hit pound one if you're not presently speaking, hopefully it will clear up. Thank you. I think, okay, excellent. So here is, I think, where the crux of the matter lies, is that a coordinating committee, Nia posted something open and closed sessions. Okay, thank you. Anyhow, everything was dependent on the work of the search committee and whether or not they needed time tonight to fit into the agenda, because it was the one part of the agenda we did not actually chew on because it was an unknown quantity in the coordinating committee. Nia has made a motion to go back to the time that was set for the coordinating committee, which is different than the time which is on the agenda now. I think we need to hear from that committee to know, regardless, because it was set, because we have to set things on the calendar. We don't have to keep them. It's dependent on whether or not the committee needs the time.
Point of order.
I think that, correct?
Point of order.
Point of order.
George, go ahead, please.
The discussion that's on the floor, as far as I can tell, should be the discussion on Lydia's motion, way back, which was moved and seconded, which was to add some additional items for the organization of the open meeting. Whether we meet in executive session would have to come after that motion was disposed of. I'm not entirely sure whether the motion preceding that or the request from Marcel for some information. I think that was passed without objection. But in any case, certainly Lydia's motion is the next thing that we should be discussing. And after that, we can talk about whether or not we want to have an executive session.
Point of information, is Carolyn here?
This is Lydia. I haven't motivated it yet.
Okay, George. Thank you. Carolyn?
Yes. Are you ruling then my motion is either out of order or moot?
No, I'm giving it a moment's thought because I'm not sure if I agree with George. And, George, I really do appreciate your weighing in on parliamentary matters. Okay, it was an unknown quantity whether or not there was a closed session. There was an objection to it, and Marcel wanted a question answered. I want to make sure that her question is answered. I'm happy to move on. I don't know that closed session discussion, whether or not we're having it, comes after we discuss Lydia's motion. It's neither here nor there for me, but I would say at this point that Nia made a specific motion, which was to change the time listed on the agenda, and that means I should have to deal with that next and at least dispose of it one way.
Point of order.
It was first of order, Summer.
Would be in order. You know, I guess what I'm saying, George, is because it got raised as an issue, not because Lydia's might not make more sense to get through the open session issues first. So, Alex, what's your point of order?
Just from a purely parliamentary perspective, I think George is correct. I think we should dispose of Lydia's motion before we move on to anything else, because Nia's motion is completely unrelated to Lydia's motion. If it was an amendment or something, we could deal with it. We could deal with it as part of Lydia's motion, but it's not. It's a completely separate item.
Okay. All right, folks. All right. Is there any objection to dealing with Lydia's? Okay, Marcel, I'm answering your questions via email. Okay, and if we get into closed session, I'll happily answer anything with more elaboration. And I'll send it to everyone on the board. Lydia, if there's no objection, I'll go ahead and handle Lydia's issues, just so we can dispense with these things and get on with business. So, Lydia, go ahead. The other issues you wanted to discuss, the whole parameters of the agenda. Okay, too, if that's what happens.
I'm not going to send out my transcripts again because, you know, that motion, the meeting on coordinating evolved, so I don't want to discuss that. But everybody should go back and listen to that meeting. It will be a revelation to contrast. But anyway, the point being that at the OPMB, there has been no discussion about the agenda, which is why we were talking about having that discussion here, not going through rehashing everything. You said you were going to send out a draft. I thought it was a draft for this meeting is what I understood, because I kept saying for Tuesday's meeting. But anyway, so the point being that the full board doesn't know everything that's going on for this upcoming agenda at the in-person meeting, including some novelty issues, which we've never dealt with before, at least not since I've been on the board. I don't object to them. But in terms of the catering and all of these things, this is probably a dual report, from Alex on that point. So everybody knows what's going on in terms of the New York meeting. There's nothing nefarious or, you know, hidden about this. Let's announce it to everyone on the full PMB meeting. And if there are any questions, we can deal with it now. So that was all about that. You know, is to add the agenda item and the in-person meeting details on this agenda, not just as a report. There are still some questions hanging, minor things. This is all logistical stuff within the context of the agenda.
A point of order, the member is over-speaking. We understand her intent. It's been motivated.
Oh, my God.
He thinks he's
okay. Okay, thank you, Lydia. That makes – okay, thank you. I'll take a stack.
Ken to the stack.
Okay. And who else? I'm sorry. Who was that?
Point of information.
Okay, who's the point of information?
Yeah, you see, I cannot find a copy of the tonight's agenda, so would someone forward it to me, please?
Miss Bill, I'll do it.
Thank you, Bill.
Alex to the stack.
Okay, so I've got Ken. I have Alex, and who's after Alex? Go ahead, Ken.
As I understand it, this meeting was going to be to 1 hour time certain, and we rescheduled the meeting of the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force to an hour later. So I object to adding to this agenda. It was a short agenda for a special meeting. Adding other items to this agenda is putting on things that were not noticed. There's lots of things we could chit-chat about. There's no point in bringing up work that's been done by the coordinating committee or anybody who was assigned the task to set schedules and agendas. And likewise, there's only a part of this existing PNB that's going to continue on to the new PNB. When the new PNB meets, they'll have an opportunity to approve or alter the agendas on a daily basis at the in-person meeting. And this committee, this Pacific Atlantic Board, those members that are lame duck and not going to be at the new meeting shouldn't be voting on what's going to happen in that meeting extensively. It's going to be the new body to decide. This is a waste of time. I don't know what it's all about. And the term is over. Let's give control over to the new PNB, and I want to have my meeting in 1 hour at time certain, which would be, I guess, well, it's 6:30 Los Angeles time, which would be 9:30 East Coast time. That's all. I object to the meeting.
Reveling to the stack, please. Yeah.
Okay. Back. Thank you. I've got Alex, Revlin, and
Marcel.
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. As the coordinator of the New York meeting, there are a few loose ends still about the New York meeting, but there's nothing that I'm aware of that requires a formal hearing of the board. We have a couple of questions outstanding about whether we'll be serving lunch or whether we'll be eating lunch out. Whether we'll have a catered reception or we won't have a catered reception. It's basically just a few monetary issues, and we're not talking about a lot of money. This is probably a few hundred dollars one way or another. They're not resolved mainly because I've been having trouble connecting with the manager of the hotel who's been out sick for a couple of days. I'm pretty sure I'll get them resolved in a day or two, and if people really want to know all the details about this kind of stuff, I'll be glad to send out an email to the board as to exactly, you know, what's going on. So I don't really see why we need to have a convocation about this. I mean, I pretty much just told you what's going on. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Revlin, and then Marcel.
First of all, I apologize for getting in a little later, not being at the top of the call. But I think that the issue that Marcel raised is extremely important to the health of the foundation. And to try to pretend that there's no reason to go into it now when this is the board that has the chain of time and experience with it, I think is a cowardly and underhanded thing to do, because we are the ones who have inherited some of it, and because of the mission of the foundation, which is the only reason that I'm on this board, I would like to see some of that unraveled now. So I resent Mr. Aaron's statement about it being chit-chat. It is, in fact, at the very foundation of this organization, and I want to make sure that we deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Revlin. And I'm adding a few more updates to what I'm sending you right now, okay, to make sure your questions are answered.
Thanks, Summer. Unfortunately, I'm not online, but...
Okay, but you will have it, okay, and I want to make sure that you... Yes, okay. Marcel. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill, what's the point of order?
Point of order, Bill, yeah. Well, just to clarify, so so we don't spend time debating things already taken care of. I believe that you already agreed you would add to Marcel's
right
questions
now
to the agenda, and there wasn't any objection. Was that right?
Yes, without objection.
Okay, so that's already settled. That's already settled. And then the current question, the current motion is, what is the current motion on the floor? I'm not sure.
It's Lydia's motion to open this discussion of the agenda as a whole, correct, Lydia?
Yeah, I mean, Summer can recap what the agenda is fast, you know? It's like, it's just letting everybody know, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Marcel.
Revlon summed up what I had to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And just so you know, I'm just adding, I'm augmenting what I'm forwarding to you with the most current update so that you have it in hand, you know, exactly where we're at right this second, okay? All right, so back on Lydia's motion regarding the agenda discussion as a whole. Are there still objections? Do we want to take a vote on this at this point? Anyone else want to be heard on it? There we go.
Point of information, this is Kathy.
No.
Kathy, go ahead, please.
I'm actually very confused. I've been here since the beginning. What is actually the motion, Lydia's motion? I'm not clear.
It was just setting a discussion or setting of the rest of the agenda for the PNB meeting, not just the dealing with the search committee aspect of it. So we spent a lot of time in the coordinating committee penciling out the schedule, and there is about half the board is going to change over. So on some levels, you know, this board knowing exactly what the schedule isn't going to be germane to about half of it next week. But anyway, the motion that was on the agenda was just dealing with the time and resources regarding the search committee report. So.
Okay.
So the motion before right now is to open up discussion of the whole agenda and recap what the coordinating committee did with that.
So is it just for the in-person meeting or the agenda for this meeting?
For the in-person meeting.
The in-person. Thank you.
Yes, for the in-person meeting. It's a four-day agenda. We spent a couple of hours sort of penciling in where most of it was at, but it was unknown at that point whether or not the search committee would be bringing people in or, you know, what kind of time they would need on the agenda. So we're still needing to get to that report here. So I think there's still some objections.
Bill from the stack.
Should we take a vote? Bill, go ahead. Bill, go ahead.
If it will help any, I'll just, I don't think we need to spend the time on this because we're excluding all the new people, the board. When I finish with Summer writing up the draft agenda, I'll send it to all the current board and the new board, and then they can participate in any questions by email, and we can get it, you know, straightened out before the meeting starts. And we're kind of excluding them right now if we decide anything today, and we're also not able to listen to their questions if they have any.
Yeah,
okay,
Tracy,
so,
for the staff.
Tracy, go ahead. Thank you, Bill.
Just really fast, I think that we should vote on it, but I just want to remind people that the agenda for the in-person is up to the new board, not the old board, and the new board will be voting on each day's agenda at the beginning of the session. They always do. So any concerns and changes really, A, are their provenance, not ours, and B, the entire will of the body will preside at that time. So for us to go through a process of adjusting the agenda for them when they're going to do it anyway is basically dilatory and something we shouldn't be spending time on tonight. It's up to them. It's not up to us.
Madam Chair, may I just ask you a question?
Thank you, Tracy.
Are you doing a report in which you could do the broad strokes? You know, we talked about orientation on the first day, stuff like that. Anything in case this motion does not survive?
Sure. I could just run us through, because it's pretty much based on the template of previous meetings, honestly. So, sure. If the motion
but we do this for the listeners. So
yes, of course. I could do that very quickly if no one objects, okay? And just run us. Yes, of course.
I still want to vote, but let's do it.
Okay. Yes, of course.
Point of order, Summer. This is Nia.
Yes, Nia. Go ahead.
Where is my motion to strike the time certain and abide by the coordinating committee motion? I just for Carolyn's sake, I sent out the definition of abide. Where is
Nia,
that?
Hold on. It hasn't gone away. It just moved on the agenda because I didn't feel like taking extra votes just to move things around, to move them around again. I sort of acquiesced to more than one person who thought it should be voted upon after we dealt with Lydia's person. So we can come right back to it. I didn't get rid of it. I just didn't want to argue over two more votes, you know. So thank you. We'll come to it in just a second here, okay? And that will bring Carolyn's objection back into play. So we just reversed them, basically. All right. So, Madam Secretary, do you wish to call the roll, or would you like to have Mr. Vice Chair do it on Lydia's motion to... Because there's still objection to it, and I can run us quickly through the like the calendar, as it were. But I, you know, that should probably be after we hear from the committee again. But her motion is to open up the discussion of the agenda. Effia, are you muted?
Ken Aaron.
No, on the amendment to the agenda.
Ivan Alsame.
No.
Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa. Nia Bediaco.
Says Teresa says no.
Thank you, Nia Bediaco.
I'm sorry, Madam Secretary. I got dropped. I'm back now. Where are we on the agenda?
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, I just got dropped. What are we voting on?
It's Lydia's motion. Lydia's motion for discussion of the agenda, of a whole in-person agenda.
Yeah.
Leslie Bethune. Colin Burden.
No.
Lydia Bouzon.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlon Gold? Can't hear you, Revlon.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Camel Johnson?
Yes.
Allie Lexa?
No.
Ethea One Gaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Summer, she's not, she's a chair. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
No.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Can't hear you, Andrea.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so... Wesley, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, no. 10, yes.
I'm sorry. 10 yes and 11 no?
And 11 no, with zero abstentions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the next item is Nia on changing the time certain that's listed on the agenda for adjournment to the time from the coordinating committee. Is that correct, Nia?
That is correct. So just simply abide by the motion, and that's self-explanatory. I don't need to motivate.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you.
Alex for the stack.
All right. I'm not sure if I need a second on that or not. Does someone wish to be a second? Just in case?
This is Lydia Hall, second.
Thank you. Okay.
Point of information, Teresa.
I'm sorry, Teresa. Go ahead.
Who took the minutes of the coordinating committee?
Campbell.
Campbell. And if I understand, am I correct when I hear what Nia is saying is that the minute should have reflected that her motion was that the open session ends at 10:30 and goes to executive session? Is that how it reads in the minute?
That's correct, and that was what was at the time agreed that it would be notated by her. So, yes, that's absolutely correct.
Bill for the stack.
Alex for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill. Okay, Bill, then Alex, then Lydia. Go ahead.
You know, at the coordinating committee, when this came up, you know, the coordinating committee, a few members said that they had all these questions that they needed answers for, that they were procedural and process questions related to EDCFO search. And they're just we've asked several times for the questions in writing so that our legal counsel could review them and, if necessary, consult with other HR people in advance so we could get, you know, good answers. We haven't seen any of those questions in writing. I've heard some really vague questions. Certainly nothing that would require hardly any time. And frankly, I don't see any of them that we'd even need a PNB meeting for at all. These are questions, as far as I know, for the just for the executive search committee. We don't need the PNB involvement at all for this. And I think I don't understand why in the world we need to drag out the adjournment time. We have another committee meeting that's scheduled to start after this. It's already been delayed some. There's nothing that we need to do tonight, frankly, other than what we already talked about. I'd like to get to Marcel's questions, and frankly, it's the only other thing we really have to do tonight. I don't see why we need to extend the adjournment time or even have an executive session at all. There's nothing that's been presented that we've seen that requires an executive session either.
Campbell for staff.
This is Nia Summer. I would like to get the staff.
Okay. I've got Alex, then Lydia, then Campbell. Then was that Nia?
Yes, it was. It still is.
Okay, thank you. So go ahead, Alex.
Okay. Last week, the coordinating committee invited me to join the call in order to give them what I knew about the state of the EDCFO search and how that would impact the in-person meeting in New York, and also if there is any action that the board needs to take before the in-person meeting. And I wasn't at the entire coordinating committee meeting, but the part that I was involved in, the coordinating committee felt that an in-person meeting, tonight's meeting, was needed in order to act on some of the recommendations from the EDCFO search committee and just simply allow the EDCFO search committee to report out its work. That will be done whenever we get around to that item on the agenda. I just want to say at this point that there is no recommendation coming out of the EDCFO search committee that requires the convening of an executive session tonight.
Thank you.
Lydia to the stack, but there were others before me.
Actually, I think you're next, Lydia, in this particular round. Campbell is after you.
Okay, thank you. So I also sent out a transcript, and these are not easy to come by, to produce, rather, listening to the coordinating committee. Things evolved after Alex left the call, and so by the end of the meeting, there is no ambiguity about what's on the recording from the coordinating committee. Everyone might have their own smoky interpretation of it, but you can't contradict what was actually said. And when Bill was asked outright by Nia, so then should I post, you know, the open session till 10:30 and the executive session, and so that went on. And he said, yes, you can post it that way. That's how it was posted on the site for some time. Until then it wasn't, and then it was again. So anyway, so I would urge us to move forward. I am sorry that Bill Ken does not have the retention from the questions that I have told him on the phone, questions that I have asked on the ED CFO search committee. I do not have answers to those from HR. There may not have been enough time. There are other questions, and they can't be asked or discussed in open session. You don't have to do it, but I'm just saying there are questions. Obviously, these are personnel issues. We're on the verge of moving forward on this, and without legal counsel, you know, we get into muddy waters. Okay. Done.
Thank you.
Into the stack.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to make...
Alex on the stack again. Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess I don't have to answer. I mean, the HR service is completely available to the committee, so I just want to make sure that that's clear, Lydia. I mean, any questions that you have, you should be able to directly consult with the committee, should be able to do that, I would think, in a, that can be facilitated. So, Campbell, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm rather disappointed with Bill's comments. From the way that he would wish things to operate, we might as well not have a coordinating committee, because this is another instance where the coordinating committee has discussed something, has arrived at a motion and action as a result of the motion, and then this is contradicted by him to overrule the entire coordinating committee's discussion and action. And I think that it's totally inappropriate, and we should go forward with the motion to have the time as 10:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Nia, you're next.
And actually, Lydia and Campbell said exactly what I said, and Lydia did the transcript. She took the time to do it. That's what the motion said at 10:30, and Bill knows that full well. And you know, there's no hierarchy of directors, and he should not
Teresa
have used that really.
Please wait. I'll add people to the stack. Let Nia finish, please. I've got Ken. I think I had one other, and then I'll get you, Teresa. Go ahead, Nia. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Summer. So that's what it is. I mean, Bill cannot just take it upon himself to just create an agenda with a time certain of an hour. Certainly not this PNB or any PNB that I've been on have we ever ended an open session in an hour. Further, Tracy specifically said, I don't know if it's been repeated because for some reason all of a sudden tonight I'm being dropped every 2 minutes. Tracy said that the frat would move to 8 o'clock. Bill said he would tell the programming committee, because I think he said he was on the programming committee, and that he would let them know that they would not be able to meet tonight. And that is the truth. So those untruths that are being told, I mean, we're all adults. I mean, you can't win everything. So let's just abide by the motion. That's all I keep saying, abide by the motion. And Summer, I haven't gotten what you said you were going to send out yet. So have you sent it regarding the corporate status?
Yes, it's come through to me at this point. I think it should be coming through to the rest of you because I sent it to the group.
Did anybody receive it? Did anybody
no.
call? Yeah,
I have received it.
Oh, well.
You have or you have not, Marcel?
I have not.
All right, well, let's check back around in another couple minutes because it just came through to me, okay?
No, put it on the... No. Okay.
Next on the stack is Ken. And was there someone after Ken before Teresa? Oh, Alex. Alex, you wanted to be put back on the stack. Sorry. Oh, Teresa hasn't spoken, so I'll take Ken, Teresa, Alex. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, well, I'm also on the... Executive Search Committee for CFO and ED, and as Alex recalls, I recall in the meeting, there were no issues which came up which would require a closed session for discussion of the PNB or inquiry of an attorney. Any questions that that committee has can be directed to HR, Holman HR, or, as I understand, National has retained a specific individual. So
That's my recall, just as Alex's recall, and we're all entitled to recall things the way we choose. Regarding coordinating committee, I have to admit, ignorance here, that I'm not aware that the PNB has abide by the findings of the coordinating committee. And in my viewpoint, regardless of the coordinating committee's findings or recommendations, I object to this committee going into closed session today. As Tracy said and I stated earlier, we are coming to an end, to a close. The business of the foundation will now be taken on by the new Pacifica National Board, which meets in the end of February. We don't need a closed session now to try to jam through some policies or something like that. There are no emergencies which have to be addressed. There's no business which has to be handled. It all should be put forward into the February business. Everything else can be handled by subordinate committees. So I don't know what mischief is afoot. I can't tell, but I certainly don't want to get involved in it. I object to having a closed session, and I object to going past the time certain of 1 hour in this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Teresa's next, followed by Alex.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead, Teresa. Okay, we're not hearing you now if you're talking. Maybe you're muted. Teresa, we're not hearing you if you're speaking. All right. Alex, do you want to speak and get Teresa? I didn't hear her follow.
Teresa, can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, but if you...
I'm so sorry.
No problem. Go ahead.
My apologies for asking to be put on the stack while Nia was speaking. I'm sorry, Nia. My sincerest apologies for that. I was on the call. I thought that it would be appropriate to have an executive session to ask questions of if we had any questions of the attorney about executive search. But Bill has asked for questions so he could do the research, and nobody has come up with them. Now, I don't know what else we would want to do in executive session, but I've asked our attorney several times, what do you suggest to us to save us money? And here he is, probably going to be on this call for 3 hours, and I can just hear the meter ching, 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 and nobody sent him any questions for him to research. So at this point, I'm suggesting that we not have that this board vote and say that we don't want to have go into executive session, because I don't want just some sort of open-ended question and answer if we haven't done any preparation. That's just not the proper use of our attorney's time, especially since we've been told that we have an HR person to answer those questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
I just
want to reiterate again, you know, Andy is not an HR attorney, just to be clear. He's our corporate counsel, but whatever the search committee needs, you know, completely separate and apart from me, you can get all of your HR questions answered. The HR firm has an HR attorney, so I think that, yes, however that needs to be facilitated, again, you should be able to have everything handled that you need to have handled. Alex and then Carolyn, was that Carolyn?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. it's true I wasn't on the entire coordinating committee meeting, and I don't know what happened after I left, but I will reiterate that if the rationale for the coordinating committee asking for a closed session was to deal with matters from the executive search committee, I am telling you, as chair of the executive search committee, that we do not have anything that needs to be done in executive session tonight. Furthermore, the questions that were asked by some of our committee members, and we did have a discussion on possible legal issues that need to be addressed there were no questions that, in the opinion of the committee, or at least the majority of the committee, required a legal counsel to answer. The questions that were asked were basically questions about best practices regarding HR issues. And furthermore, I've already reached out to our HR consultant from Holman HR about some of the questions that were asked, and I did get a response, and I did get some guidelines about certain issues that we may be getting involved with. And I offered to get further information from Pacifica's part-time HR consultant who was starting on the job, I believe, this week. And I've taken the initial steps in reaching out to that person, and whatever questions people have, we'll deal with. So, unless the HR consultant tells me that we need an attorney to address this issue, I don't see any reason why we need to go into any kind of inquiry with legal counsel. And there is nothing of a confidential nature that I will be reporting out or that the board needs to act on tonight. Of course, there will be certain items that the in-person meeting will need to deal with in executive session, but that's another issue.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Carolyn?
Yes, my motion is still on the floor, Madam Chair.
Call the question. Okay, yes. And your motion objected to the change, correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
Okay.
Point of information, George?
Go ahead, George.
It seems to me there's two pieces to this. One is putting time certain at 10:30, and the second piece is having an executive session thereafter. Is that the case? Are we actually voting on both of them right now?
They were sort of together in everyone's minds, I think. And you're saying, George, you'd like to bifurcate the issues and have them separately?
Actually, I would, yes.
Okay.
This is Revelyn. I agree with that.
Okay. Revelyn? Was that Revelyn?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Good luck. I would say that specifically Mia's motion was regarding the time, correct?
Yes.
Because it had gone on to Bill's the agenda that it was 9:30, and yours had said 10:30. Is that correct, Mia? I mean, not yours, but the coordinating committee.
To abide by the motion that we go until 10:30, and then we go to executive session. It's 9:30 now.
Okay. And Carolyn, were you objecting to the change in time or going into executive session?
Or both?